days of Elijah, declaring the word of the Lord.
Welcome to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. Please open your hearts to hear an anointed message that will encourage and empower you to walk in the love and light of God's Word.
Beloved, in part 5 of Babylon Rising, we will be investigating the role that technology will play in the mark of the beast, which will be implemented by the false prophet, with the purpose of leading all who have been left on earth after the rapture of God's true church to worship the Antichrist. In the words of John, as recorded in Revelation 13:11-18, we are given specific details regarding the false prophet, the great deceptions that he will wield over the people of earth, and the mark of the beast that he will mandate to be taken by every man, woman, and child as a sign of worship and allegiance to the Antichrist. We read, "And I saw another beast coming up out of the earth, and he had two horns like a lamb, and he spoke as a dragon. And he exercises all the authority of the first beast in his presence. And he makes the earth and those who dwell in it to worship the first beast, whose fatal wound was healed. And he performs great signs so that he even makes fire come down out of heaven to the earth in the presence of men. And he deceives those who dwell on the earth because of the signs which it was given to him to perform in the presence of the beast, telling those who dwell on the earth to make an image to the beast who had the wound of the sword and has come to life. And there was given to him to give breath to the image of the beast, that the image of the beast might even speak and cause as many as do not worship the beast to be killed. And he causes all, the small and the great, the rich and the poor, and the free men and the slaves, to be given a mark on their right hand or on their forehead. And he provides that no one should be able to buy or sell, except the one who has the mark, either the name of the beast or the number of his name." Beloved, in order for the false prophet to accomplish this worldwide feat of dominance and control on behalf of the Antichrist, the identification of every person on earth must be accessible, as well as the technological capabilities that will enable the false prophet to put this proof of identity process into action. We are the first and only generation since the church was birthed at Pentecost who lives in a time when both of these last days' necessities are already in place, and being advanced with each day that draws us closer to the rapture and the tribulation period which will follow close behind. In a commentary entitled Transhumanism, The Path to the Mark of the Beast, by Jonathan Brettner, who is an author and speaker dealing with the end times, he writes, "The path from here to eternity grows clearer with each passing day, as the prophecies of the book of Revelation leap off the page as never before. The globalists of our day speak and write about their plans for transhumanism and the Great Reset, which sound remarkably similar to what the book of Revelation predicts for the future of the world during the tribulation. We also know that although these elite power brokers will enjoy much success for a season, God will destroy them, and Jesus will reign over the nations of the world for 1,000 years. At the current time, the world marches toward the mark of the beast, as described in Revelation 13:16-18, which reveals a time that is soon to come when no one will be able to buy or sell without taking this insignia on their right hand or their forehead as a sign of allegiance to the Antichrist. The following three initiatives are clearing a path that leads directly to the mark of the beast, as described in Revelation 13. Number 1, patent, capital W, capital O, 2020-060606. The path to controlling the buying and the selling. Microsoft, along with Bill Gates, obtained this international patent in 2020. Under the name of patent, capital W, capital O, 2020-060606. Cryptocurrency system using body activity data. Yes, this patent is real, as is its number. Here is the legal description of the patent. Human body activity associated with a task provided to a user may be used in a mining process of a cryptocurrency system. A server may provide a task to a device of a user which is communicatively coupled to the server. A sensor communicatively coupled to or comprised in the device of the user may sense body activity of the user. Body activity data may be generated based on the sensed body activity of the user. The cryptocurrency system, communicatively coupled to the device of the user, may verify if the body activity data satisfies one or more conditions set by the cryptocurrency system and award cryptocurrency to the user whose body activity data is verified. End quote. That may sound very confusing, beloved, but it basically means that this patent envisions the use of a sensor that detects the body activity of the user and reports it to an outside digital computing source. The behavior of the individual then becomes the basis for his or her award of cryptocurrency. The reward or lack thereof results from what the sensor reports regarding the conduct of the individual. Now imagine a world where all currency exists digitally, and that day is coming. And your receipt of it does not come from the fruit of your labor, but from behaving according to the desires of a distant governing body that sets the perimeters by which the computing source rewards you. This is the future envisioned by patent, capital W, capital O, 2020-060606. China is already using a social credit score system that operates on the same premise of reward or punishment that is determined by either compliance or negligence of the person's behavior as it concerns the government's dictates. We do not know for certain whether or not the Antichrist will use this exact system to control the world's commerce and the behavior of the earth's populace. However, the patent gives us a clear picture of how he might accomplish this task and reveals to us that the technology and planning already exist for it. We also know that other existing technologies, especially artificial intelligence, make it possible for one person to control the world on such a massive scale. Number 2, ID 2020, the path to include the great and the small in the mark. What about people in the remote parts of the earth? Does Bill Gates have a plan to include them in his futuristic world of reward and punishment? Yes, he does. ID 2020 is another Bill Gates and Microsoft initiative that seeks to provide 1.1 billion people in the world with the legal identification that they currently lack. It will give them a digital ID along with a vaccine. Here is a description of ID 2020 from the official Microsoft blog, dated January 22, 2018. As discussions begin this week at the World Economic Forum, creating universal access to identity is an issue at the top of Microsoft's agenda. And we think that technology can be a powerful tool to tackle this challenge. It was last summer that Microsoft took a first step, collaborating with Accenture and Avanade on a blockchain-based identity prototype on Microsoft Azure. Together, we pursued this work in support of the ID 2020 Alliance, a global public-private partnership dedicated to aiding the 1.1 billion people around the world who lack any legal form of identity. To say that we were encouraged by its mission would be an understatement. We were inspired by it. Today, we are excited to share that we are deepening our commitment to this issue by formally joining ID 2020 as a founding member. In addition to a donation of $1 million, we will commit resources and expertise to further develop a secure, portable form of digital identity and help implement it across governments and agencies, end quote. Notice that the players include the World Economic Forum that vigorously promotes both the Great Reset and transhumanism. ID 2020 is not some isolated initiative that does not relate to the COVID-19 injections or the Great Reset. It is all about identifying everyone on Earth so that the globalists can include them into their system of worldwide control, vaccinate them, and thereby monitor and control them. Number 3, quantum dot technology, the path to marking the right hand or forehead. So far, we have looked at the plans of the globalists to incorporate everyone on the planet into their scheme of controlling the flow of digital currency. But how do they intend to do this? Quantum dot technology answers that question. And I believe that this will someday become the means for the Antichrist to deliver his infamous mark by way of the deceptive activity of his false prophet, perhaps along with a vaccine, to the entire population of the world. By it, he will mark those who belong to him by tattooing their right hand or their forehead. Bill Gates, in March of 2020, referred to quantum dot technology as the means for implantable vaccine digital certificates, thus connecting this emerging technology to his ID 2020 initiative. The digital certificates Gates was referring to are human implantable quantum dot tattoos that researchers at MIT and Rice University are working on as a way to hold vaccination records. It was last year in December when scientists from the two universities revealed that they were working on these quantum dot tattoos after Bill Gates approached them about solving the problem of identifying those who have not been vaccinated. And while at the moment it appears that the COVID pandemic is fading far behind us, please do not be deceived. The vaccination process will continue, and in fact, it is already being purported that there are new viruses on the horizon, which will be more deadly than COVID-19. And so you can be sure that the mandate for injections will increase all the more as time rushes us toward the last things on God's prophetic calendar. In our next segment, we will pick up where we left off with descriptive information about how the quantum dot tattoos will work and how they may very well be the process that will be used in the implementation of the Mark of the Beast, as well as covering some of the additional technological advancements that are paving the way for that infamous insignia. Until then, I leave you with Luke 21:28. Now when these things begin to happen, look up and lift your heads because your redemption draws nigh. And as always, beloved, I bid you his agape.
You've been listening to Love's Last Call with Evangelist Carol Ann of Agape Light Ministries. If you have a prayer request, please contact us at Agape Light Ministries, P.O. Box 6313, Chesterfield, Missouri 63006, or via our website at www.agapelightministries.com. Again, that's www.agapelightministries.com.